There's a lot of election-related news here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Dean Knutson resigned from the board. Knutson, a Republican appointee, said that officials, quote, from the highest levels of the Republican Party, end quote, did not want him to lead the bipartisan group because he doesn't deny the results of the 2020 election. And former President Donald Trump endorsed Wisconsin Republican candidate Tim Michaels in his primary campaign for governor. We're checking out the latest election news in Wisconsin, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have your eye on this elections commission story? Do you have a question about what it means, how it works? Waiting on an appointee to that could come down even during the show. Potentially, what are you hoping for or worried about? And in the race for governor, does President Trump's, a former President Trump's endorsement matter to you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Sean Johnson is WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob.
Let's start with Dean Knutson, now resigning from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, saying it's because fellow Republicans criticized him for not saying the 2020 election was fraudulent. Here's a listen.
In this case, the painful truth is that President Trump lost the election in 2020, lost the election in Wisconsin in 2020, and the loss was not due to election fraud.
Sean, what do we know about what pushed Knutson to step down from the commission?
So I think it's significant that he made this announcement. He stepped down from the commission right before the commission was about to select a new chair. And this is a commission that is split 3-3 between Republicans and Democrats. And the state law that set it up, the commission chair position has to shift back and forth every 2 years from Republicans to Democrats. So the current chair is a Democrat. That meant the next chair was going to be a Republican. It can't be one of a couple clerks on the committee. So that meant it was either going to be Knutson or Bob Spindell, an outspoken critic of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, who was openly campaigning to be chair of the agency. So you had this situation where, because you got to get four votes to be elected chair, there was a chance that Knutson was going to get elected chair, even though he wasn't running for it, even though Spindell wanted it. And Knutson says Republicans leaned on him to get out of that race. They didn't want him to be chair. Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, actually kind of laid claim to that, put out a statement and said that he had talked to Speaker Voss. Speaker Voss appointed Knutson to this commission and told Voss that Knutson no longer had the support of the grassroots Republicans in Wisconsin.
Why does this position of committee chair matter?
I don't know that the position of committee chair matters as much as like the chair of the legislature's budget committee, for example. It doesn't have that kind of power. I mean, they can force some procedural votes or steer debates procedurally at times to their advantage, but it's not like they exactly hold a lot of additional power over the other commissioners. They kind of have the bully pulpit. They can speak for the commission in a way that the others can't at times. But you know, that also is debatable. I think right now, really, because there's only six people who serve on this elections commission and everything involving elections is under such a spotlight right now, and seems like it will continue to be in Wisconsin, every person who serves on this panel, you know, is a big deal. And so now that you have an opening, it's a kind of a big question as to who's going to fill it.
Right. So the next chair is either going to be a Bob Spindell or TBD. Let's look at each of those in turn. Bob Spindell got a lot of controversy because he signed a thing saying he was an elector from Wisconsin after the 2020 election. The case was made by a lot of those electors or self-proclaimed electors that, well, this was just if courts overturned the outcome of the election, gave it over to Trump, then they would step in. Some of the people who did that in other states specifically included language saying, we're just doing this in case it flips. That didn't happen in Wisconsin. That's gotten a lot of criticism, some efforts in courts, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lawsuit brought against Spindell and the other Republicans who posed as electors in Wisconsin, and like saying that they violated a variety of state and federal laws. This is something that Democrats have asked about as part of this January 6th commission. at the U.S. Capitol. And, you know, Spindell was one of those 10 people who the Republicans who met at the same time as Wisconsin's actual electors, signed documents, official looking documents, sent them to, you know, the National Archives, the president of the U.S. Senate, the Secretary of State, the chief judge for the Western District of Wisconsin, all the places where actual electors certificates are to be sent. They sent these, the GOP electors sent them there too, and without any kind of legal force. So that has given Spindell a special, distinction on this commission. But I think beyond that, if you've listened to any commission meeting, you know that he is certainly an outspoken critic of the agency at times. And I would say Knudsen was too, has been also, but not in the same way as Spindell.
So that's Bob Spindell. Then there's TBD. What do we know about who's going to get appointed? It's Speaker Voss, as you mentioned, who makes this appointment. What do we know about who and when? And when could literally be 2 minutes ago. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, TBD has a pretty good chance of being chair of the commission, really, just because whoever is gets in there is going to need one Democrat to vote for them along with the Republicans, at least. And so, you know, I think Spindell just has kind of, he faces headwinds on that committee, we'll say, in order to win Democratic support. We don't know who Voss, Speaker Voss, would pick. The way that the commission is, you know, divvied up, you have one commissioner each is appointed by the Assembly Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Minority Leader, and the Assembly Minority Leader. So Dean Knudsen was Robin Voss's pick for the commission, so he gets to pick a new person now. He has said that he's keeping all of his options open. You know, he hasn't ruled anybody out. He said he kind of liked to have an attorney on there because, you know, Democrats have attorneys on that commission. And, you know, when you come down to some of the issues that come before the board, that it seems like the attorneys are sometimes making arguments, trying to win support of like one of the clerks that's on the panel. So that's somebody the Voss has said that he'd like to have is like a hard charging conservative, I think is the way that he phrased it, and an attorney. You might also, I think, potentially look at some of these Republican lawmakers who served under Voss in the assembly. You know, they may be somebody who's available to serve on a commission like this, but we don't have any names yet.
Talking to WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about big election news in the state. That's the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And now we have a Republican primary in the race for governor, people looking to challenge Governor Tony Evers this November. Much anticipated, I think, endorsement from former President Trump. What did he say?
He said that Tim Michaels is his candidate for governor in this Republican primary. And, you know, and anything that he says after that almost doesn't matter. He has given his name, the Trump name, to Tim Michaels to use in this primary where he's facing other candidates who also wanted the Trump endorsement. You know, Rebecca Clayfish, the former lieutenant governor, and the person supported by the Scott Walker machine, including Scott Walker in this campaign. Tim Rampton, a state lawmaker who has been a very outspoken supporter of Donald Trump, even called for the legislature to try to revoke the 2020 election results, you know, on behalf of Trump, has really stuck his neck out there for the former president. He didn't get the endorsement. Clayfish didn't get the endorsement. Michaels did. And that has been a game changer in some Republican primaries where Trump's backing has helped a Republican emerge from a crowded field. Didn't happen in Georgia, which we heard about in the news recently, where Trump's pick got beaten badly by the incumbent candidate there. But in other races where you don't have an incumbent and it's more of a wide open field, that endorsement has been big, and it could be big for Tim Michaels, who also has shown a willingness to spend his own money in that race and can really amplify the Trump endorsement that way.
Sean Johnson is WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief with us to talk about the latest election news here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. As you watch this Republican field in the race for governor, does former President Trump's endorsement matter to you? Do you think, if you're going to play political analyst for a moment, do you think it's going to matter to Republican voters in the state? If you're watching either of these contested primaries for governor or for U.S. Senate, do you have strong feelings about one candidate or another, or are you going to vote for or against them no matter what? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. How about the Wisconsin Elections Commission? What do you want to see come out of this new appointment? Do you support getting rid of it as the Republican candidates for governor do? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation with WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about the latest election news here in Wisconsin, including the resignation of Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Dean Knutson and what's going to come next, and former President Trump's endorsement of a Republican candidate for governor, Tim Michaels. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What are you watching for in this election? What are you wanting to hear from candidates in those primary fields for governor, Republicans, or Senate, Democrats? 800-642-1234 is the number. Tom joins us now in Madison. Hi, Tom.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I grew up in Chicago, and I describe a lot of Wisconsin politics as gerrymandering that would make the Daily Machine Democrat blush. I've never seen anything like it. But I think the thing that offends me more than just straight politics is Ron Johnson's disinformation when it comes to COVID. I think creating fear where there is really no fear, it's based on nothing. When you actually get taken off YouTube because your claims are so false, this is playing around with people's lives and infection rates. And to me, this is beyond the pale and beyond politics. I hope he's defeated soundly.
Thanks a lot for the call. A couple points there, Sean. You've, of course, followed gerrymandering quite closely with the Mapped Out podcast. New edition dropped just this week. Tom compares Illinois, a pretty heavily gerrymandered state by Democrats, to Wisconsin. Where does Wisconsin stand on the map of gerrymandered maps?
I think the distinction in Wisconsin is that, you know, we are a more of a 50-50 state in terms of our electorate. And so when you have a big Republican margin here, it ends up being, you know, in terms of like the partisan representation of the state, it is more askew, I guess, compared to Illinois, where you do have a Democratic edge in that state, but they have kind of parlayed that into a huge Democratic edge, especially in their congressional map.
And then Senator Johnson, we haven't talked about the race for Senate there. We've got a bunch of Democratic candidates lining up in the primary. Ron Johnson, of course, the incumbent running for a third term. Polling, at least, has shown some pretty big negatives for Senator Johnson. That said, he's overcome some tough polls in his previous elections.
Yeah, I think Senator Johnson in this cycle, from what we can tell, based on the polling from Marquette University, has higher negatives than he's ever had before. More people know him this time around than have known him before, but you have both positive and negative opinions of him, and then those negatives, those people who disapprove of his time in office, are climbing. I think it is kind of maybe an open question at this point as to which race, the race for governor or the race for U.S. Senate, will be the marquee race in Wisconsin. You know, I think that I probably you would say conventional wisdom say the U.S. Senate race, once there's a Democrat chosen in that primary and they're facing off against Johnson, there's 100 U.S. senators and they obviously holding, you know, extreme power in this country. But we just have two really huge elections here in a statewide level in Wisconsin.
Thanks for that call. We'll go to Bob now in Milwaukee. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Thanks for taking. Well, basically, I was going to bring up as far as I voted for Evers last time, but I'm not really impressed with his pretty much anything he's done so far as far as being a leader. But you guys brought up Ron Johnson, and I didn't know that we were talking about Ron Johnson. But Ron Johnson, I'm a doctor, and he really hasn't brought up anything on COVID that isn't being talked about by other doctors. And so I really feel like the CDC has basically promoted more fear than anybody else.
So do you have a candidate you like on the Republican side to challenge Evers?
Well, yeah, I was going to say about whether Trump's endorsement matters or not. I basically am looking at, you know, all sides. I consider myself an independent, but it basically is like Trump's endorsement doesn't really mean one thing or the other, but I'm sure to some people it would.
Gotcha. Bob, thanks a lot. And Sean, that's going to be a big question here. How much people, especially people who are going to vote in a Republican primary, are going to focus on an endorsement from the former president?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be like the thing that totally tips the race. I think you'd be hard pressed to find an endorsement in Republican politics that matters more than Trump's in 2022. I mean, there's a reason these candidates made trips down to Florida to try to win that endorsement. You know, it's because it could be a game changer in their race. You could imagine that if Rebecca Clayfish, who already has kind of this grassroots support around the state from having built this campaign or the foundation for this campaign for governor for years, has the support of people like Scott Walker, for example. If she had won the Trump endorsement, I think it would have been very hard for one of the other candidates to say, you know, I can take down Rebecca Clayfish. I think by Tim Michaels winning, that coupled with his personal wealth and his willing to spend it, seems like at the very least it opens a door for him to challenge Clayfish. And, you know, there are definitely people out there who would go much farther than that in terms of how they would describe the endorsement. Anthony Trugowski, who I talked to for a story on this endorsement last night, UW La Crosse political science professor, he says it makes Michaels the front runner, and he doesn't really see it halfway. You know, he says, like, if you just look at the timing of this, it's June. People are just now starting to pay attention to the primary for governor. It gives Michaels a chance to really drive this endorsement home. But, you know, we'll see. Rebecca Clayfish has a lot of people backing her.
Thanks for that call. Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, about the latest Wisconsin election-related news. Back to your calls. Nate is with us in Westfield. Nate, hi.
Thanks for taking the call, guys. I'm just going to chime in a little bit on this issue of Clayfish. I'm really a Democrat, but we saw what Bernie Sanders followers, how they felt. And once somebody, like I'm talking about the ladies here, once they glom on to a woman having a chance, and then she's being bypassed, and then you got the confounding factor of what's going on with abortion, I'm not sure that you can simply endorse Michaels as being the front runner.
Nate, I gotcha. Thanks for the call. Sean, Nate thinking there could be, I guess, bad blood among Republicans, especially Clayfish supporters.
Yeah, and you might see this race become more negative here because Michaels may think that even though he has Trump's endorsement at this point, he may feel like he needs to go negative at some point in order to, you know, surpass Clayfish. She may feel threatened by the Trump endorsement or, you know, the Michaels approach and may go negative on him. Kevin Nicholson, who is running for governor, has also painted himself as this outsider candidate and has definitely already gone negative against Clayfish and Michaels. And so you've got that factor in the race. You know, I haven't heard Tim Ramthen, the state representative from Campbellsport, go negative on other Republicans in the same way. But, you know, he's kind of a factor in the race because of the way that he's talked about the 2020 election. But yeah, the temperature of the primary could get turned up here if the candidates feel like they need to attack each other instead of Evers in order to win the GOP nomination in August.
Thanks for the call, Nate. Renee joins us now in Milwaukee. Renee, hi.
Hi. I'm a registered Republican, but I'm thoroughly disgusted by Republicans. And I want to vote in the primary and maybe throw a monkey wrench in there. So who is the least probable primary Republican candidate that I should vote for?
Renee, thanks for the call. Sean, I think sometimes politicians try to play that, like, can we get the weakest opponent? It seems like a tough game to play, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, like, people talk about election conspiracies, but something like that is pretty tough to pull off, to have, you know, voters around the state all think the same way and, you know, choose a candidate that would be easiest for the Democrat to beat in the general election in this, for instance. So I'm not going to speculate on that one.
Thanks for the call. I should ask, I heard a rumor you were interviewing Tim Michaels today, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I had a few minutes to talk to Tim Michaels about the endorsement and just ask him about whether there were kind of any strings attached to this endorsement. He said that he made no promises to President Trump. However, he does kind of echo what you hear from Trump in terms of the way that the 2020 election has been portrayed. You know, I had a chance to ask him if he thought that President Joe Biden had won Wisconsin, and Tim Michaels declined to say yes. I think also notably, you know, Tim Michaels, if he were elected, he would be governor in 2024 when Wisconsin's governor is asked to certify the next presidential election. And, you know, Michaels wouldn't say definitively that he would do that. You know, he said he's a kind of a know it when I see it kind of guy, I believe was the way he put it. And he would look at the situation and make a decision then about how he would deal with it.
Sean, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. He talked to us today about the latest election news here in Wisconsin. Follow his reporting and our great team of reporters in general over at WPR.org.